from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
It's always great to get in the stadium for the first time, especially with our fans, because they make it, you know, as game-like as you can with the excitement, the energy that's in the air, and that's why we do it.
Mike Danger.
Not doing it. He's not wearing shoes. He marches to the beat of his own drummer. Good for him. He's become a little cult hero at Buffalo Bills training camp. He's on this team. And not only on this team, probably a captain.
Gene Battaglia.
We go inside the Bills front office and Sean McDermott is looking at the waiver wire. Does he look at that like the one that got away? Is he looking at that like, is he thinking we had some good times together?
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Welcome back into the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia. We are live. Buffalo Bills training camp continues at St. John Fisher University.
Yeah, texting with Elena Getzenberg over the weekend. She's like, oh, I'm sorry I didn't get back to you right away. I'm moving. I'm like, moving in the middle of camp? Moving's not fun. I mean, that... You couldn't. No, it's bad planning.
Today I learned Elena Getzenberg is a psycho.
Okay, it wasn't my fault. I feel like I have to defend myself. My landlords at my old place wanted to move into my unit, and then... like, the timing of it didn't work great, and then I found another one that didn't open up till August 1st. So, it was kind of the sad reality I lived in. It was not a good choice. I was very tired Saturday. I'm still exhausted, but that's training camp life.
You're maximizing your time. You're like the Buffalo Bills. You're using every moment that you have you have it. Absolutely.
I'm very much so looking forward to tomorrow's off day. That will be very exciting.
What is your overall takeaway? What have you observed and enjoyed seeing the most here at Buffalo Bills training camp so far? I know it's a broad question, but...
Yeah. I think to me the most interesting thing has been, and I think coming into camp I was looking forward to this, is it's so many new players that like it's kind of just been like, learning this team, I think, has been so interesting because we're seeing someone like Tyrell Shavers like take over like a real starting, you know, a chance to be on this 53-man roster, a real chance, versus like these other guys who've come in free agency. Who are like, where do they fit in, and where do all these pieces fit together? So to me, that's what's been interesting, is like it's not the same team as last year, where it's like, okay, you could have projected your 53 and gotten it. There was only a couple of pieces here and there that were going to move, whereas this is like a whole so much more fluid. There's preseason games are going to be huge, I think, for this, the figuring out this roster. So to me, it's like there's just so much more to like figure out with this roster. And like, yeah, of course, you've got your locked in starters, but then there's a bunch of pieces that I think could still move around. And honestly, it's been, I'm sure we'll get into it, so much impacted by injuries already that like that's another piece of it. But to me, it's been learning all these new players and kind of seeing how they fit into this team.
Yeah, so we've reached that point in camp now where we look at, it's a game week here, and this is the evergreen topic. Hey, your starters, how much should you play them and how much should you rest them? And can you make the argument that because there are all these new pieces for Josh Allen in the offense that they should see time this Saturday?
Yeah. I mean, I always have a really hard time with this because to me, I think you got to really be careful with Josh because like you want him to get those reps, but I won't even say it, but like if something was to happen, like It it's just not wouldn't worth have been it. Worth. Yeah. So to me, I don't think Josh particularly needs to play a ton. I think I would he could do like a series like we've done before. Maybe it's one more series than we've done before, but I don't need to see Josh Allen in like half of a preseason game. I know this offense needs to work together and all that, but if I was Sean McDermott, which I wouldn't want to be, that's a tough job, but like I wouldn't play Josh that much. But I think there's a number of players though who should see significant playing time that are with the first team, and you can simulate some of that with the other quarterbacks and like keep your guys who you need to stay healthy, who are these veteran guys like a Matt Milano, a Daquan Jones, like keep those guys healthy. But there is a lot of this team I think we should see out there.
Well, Anna mentioned the injuries, and I think the position that's been hit the hardest so far with injuries is the safety position. And we've seen DeMar Hamlin out there with Taylor Rapp, mostly with the ones, knowing that you've got Cole Bishop out, knowing that you got Edwards out, you've got the two new signings in Burgess and Jackson. Give us your overall sense of what they could be doing here at safety and what that might look like when we get to week one.
I think that group's a real concern. I think it was a concern coming into camp, and then we've had these injuries that have only made it more dramatic of a concern. Like, I think that's a position group that I don't feel comfortable. Like, I think you're not going into the season feeling very comfortable with. Because I think, to me, let's say, like Sean McDermott talked about yesterday. Yes, yesterday. The days all flow together in camp. So, you know, how they, as a staff, were speaking about how Terrell Bernard missed a lot of training camp of the preseason last year and able to come in and start. Well, with Cole Bishop, who could have really been that guy to start, he's a rookie. You know, putting him missing significant time, which it seems like this is a week to week one, is not a week, right? That's going to be more than a week. I just don't know if you're going to be able to put him in. And I don't know if we've seen, you know, Taylor Rapp be, oh my gosh, amazing, anything like that. And I think, you know, DeMar Hamlin's a good player, but is he, you know, do you want him to be the starting guy out there? I don't know how comfortable I'd feel with that. And then Mike Edwards having his second injury already with this team. I just think it's a concern. And I think, like, you know, as of today, of course, it would be Taylor Rapp and DeMar Hamlin as your two starting safeties. And I just don't see a position where if Cole Bishop doesn't get some practice time, you can throw him out there week one and feel comfortable with that. I don't think that's fair to him. I don't think that's good for this defense. So I think it puts them in a tough spot where I think right now it would be Taylor Rapp and DeMar Hamlin, but I just don't think it's a great way to go into the season with, I think they got to tweak the room some or figure out if, I know they've added, obviously they've added in a couple of veterans, but I would be calling Micah Hyde every day if I was Brandon Bean. I'm sure they are staying in touch and all that. But I think right now it is a huge concern. But it would be Taylor Rapp and DeMar Hamlin right now.
Okay, you brought up his name. I'm sure you get that a lot. Can we deduce that maybe this is Micah Hyde saying, yeah, as much as I love Rochester, I love being with my family, we're kind of good. I mean, because these players, like preseason, if you've been around, I mean, is the Micah Hyde door still open here when we get to week one?
I think it's open until, I consider it open until we hear it's closed. Like, I think if he had decided he was going to retire, he would have shared that and kind of kept it moving. Their 23 has not been given out on this roster. I think it's, yeah, certainly could be. I think it could go either way. It could be that, like, yes, he doesn't want to do camp or anything like that. He could also decided a month, you know what? Yeah, I'm good. I don't feel that itch or anything like that. But it's certainly, that door isn't closed, like, as we sit here today, because it hasn't been closed. So, like, if he decides to retire, I think that's would make a lot of sense and be something everyone could understand and respect. But you can't ignore what a boost he would be to this team to have him back here. And it'll be interesting. I mean, certainly I consider it, if they issue 23, then I think we have a different conversation. Mm. But I also think Mike has been very, very open about this decision for him. And when he makes it, I think, you know, it's not going to be, ooh, is he, you know, like, I think when it's decided, it's decided.
Elena, a lot has been made this offseason with the trading of Stephon Diggs on leadership in the locker room, vocal leadership in the locker room, the alphas in the locker room, Josh Allen having a pathway now to really claim ownership of this team as if he didn't have it before. Josh, this so far at camp, and I'll share my observation from today. There was a skirmish. Andy Isabella goes down, and after the skirmish kind of clears, there's one guy that's still visibly angry about it, and it's Josh Allen, and he's really, really upset about it. Have you noticed a change in Josh Allen's demeanor from camp last year to where we are this year?
Definitely. He's much... It's interesting because I remember, like, when I joined the Bee and, like, learning about Josh and trying to figure out who, you know, you want to have a good background on the starting quarterback. Like, he had talked about before how he's more of a leader by example. That had been something he had done before. He's not necessarily the rah-rah, give a big speech. There's different personalities. That wasn't necessarily his. But that is not, you know, that's, he's made it clear that he understands this year that he can't be, like, a, oh, watch what I do and that kind of thing. He's got to be a vocal guy. And we've definitely seen that throughout camp. He's talking to guys more. Even in OTAs and mini camp, it was taking guys to the side more, like going over things. Like, I think we've seen it a lot. And it's, I think it's needed, especially with this team, with losing six team captains. Like, you need, Josh Allen has to step up. They don't really have much of a choice. There's only so many. Of course, there will be new leaders, and there's other guys we've seen step up already, like in camp, that I'm like, oh, okay, I could see him like taking on more of that role. Guys have talked about taking on more of that responsibility. But yeah, he's been much more vocal, definitely talking with guys more. Not that he wasn't doing it before, but I think it's taking it to the next level and taking more responsibility in that way and understanding he has to be vocal and that that's on him. And like, that's even like, you know, going over and talking to a defensive guy or going over and talking to the tight end group after something. And he would do that before, but it just feels like it's more intentional than in years past.
Just two practices left here of Fisher. Elena Getzenberg, ESPN.com, is our guest. Prior to the early practice this morning, we're here from Bobby Babbage, who said, hey, I'm going to be up in the booth. Did that catch you by surprise? Can we now conclude he's going to call plays? Is that... Can we do that?
We got a lot of breadcrumbs today that were like, he almost said it. He got so close. But yeah, I mean, if he doesn't call, if they are clearly, they haven't said it, but it is clearly heading in that direction of saying that, yes, Bobby Babbage is calling plays, because you don't just sit in the booth to sit in the booth. Well, he did say, also joke that it was because he's very energetic at practices. Like, that's a guy, you hear Bobby Babbage before you hear a lot of guys out there. He's so loud and energetic. But yes, it is definitely, it was him kind of leaving the trail to that without officially saying it. I think they, you know, they also want to see how the preseason games go and that kind of thing. But it is certainly heading in that direction.
Doesn't it feel, I mean, Elena, you've been on the beat long enough now where you can remember Leslie Frazier as the defensive coordinator. You can remember last year with Sean McDermott. Babbage is a departure from both of those, kind of like,
totally.
McDermott's not soft-spoken, but he's not as vocal as Babbage is. He doesn't have that energy that Babbage brings to the table.
Yeah, Bobby's like, I feel like I need to like get some of that energy. It's like he's crushed like five Red Bulls before he talks to like anyone in the morning. He's so energetic, which I think is cool. I think it's good to have someone that's different than Sean, because that's what you want. You want people that bring different energies. And it's interesting, you actually look at both of the coordinators now, and they're both these like younger guys who are like really energetic. Like Joe Brady, that's the guys talk about all the time, how like Joe Brady's like really energetic, really wired, like ready to go, and like how that leaves an impression. And to me, that's not, I think that's means something. Like, I don't think you have two coordinators that have both have these really energetic personalities for like, and that just happens that way. Like, I think they moved on from Ken Dorsey and went to Joe Brady. And I think we're seeing more of a shift toward maybe a different characteristics that Sean McDermott's looking for in his coordinators. And that's kind of what we're seeing now, which is these guys that have this juice that like every time a player talks about them, they're like, yeah, they're really energetic, they get me, you know, I gotta get going in the morning, because to meet their energy, which I think is a good thing for this team.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Elena, we had Von Miller on our show earlier today, and if there's one player where the variance is kind of hard to pin down, like where would you pencil him in as production? I mean, Von Miller. I mean, what should be a realistic expectation for number 40 this year?
Not prime Von Miller. Like, I think that's where I also feel this way about, like, Matt Milano, where it's, like, very different. There are different points coming back from different injuries, but, like, you have to keep the expectations in check. Where, like, I think Von Miller, like, I don't know what he said to you guys earlier, but, like, I would think that he has said that he doesn't think he should have played last year. I think there were unrealistic expectations Von placed on Von, and, like, others, you know, placed on Von to reach a certain level. Now, he was not, you know, he had a tough season last year. But I think, I mean, he can be a good player, but not be, you know, 10 sack Von Miller. Like, I think he can, that's great. Like, if he can get to that and be at that level, but he's also, you know, towards the end of his career, coming off a major injury that was clearly debilitating, like physically and mentally, like coming back from that, I think it's more realistic to, you know, I think it could take time too. Like, it might not be week one. And if it is, I think that's fantastic. But I think the expectation should be like, he could be a good player for this team that can get sacks and, you know, get back to that level, but not be peak Von Miller. Like, to me, it can be, he can be a good player and that can be the goal, but I don't think, like, a great player. Like, you have to keep in mind, like, where he is in his career and, like, the role he really can play on this defense.
Elena, you're gracious with your time joining us here in the sports bar to share some of your thoughts from camp. I want to know what you're working on at ESPN.com that our audience can go check out.
Yeah, a bunch of stuff. Every day we've got observations from all 32 teams in one place. I'm doing a story right now that should publish, that will publish this week. We got to keep our expectations in check, on Gable Stevenson and kind of what they're, how the Bills have brought in two guys with Travis Clayton, too, that had never played football before, and like what that's been like. How do you learn football when you're already a professional athlete and that kind of thing? So excited about that. And then we'll have a bunch coming up. We'll be at the joint practice next week with this, already next week, which is crazy, yeah, with the Steelers, doing something on the safeties as well, kind of taking a look at that situation. So got a lot coming up right now
with your Stevenson piece.
Yes.
Do you think at this point of training camp, he's wishing that maybe he was in Paris instead of St. John Fisher University?
I mean, I wish I was in Paris instead of, I enjoy my time here in Rochester, Pittsburgh very much, but like, who would want to be in Paris? But no, he seemed very, because I actually asked him if he was like watching the Olympics and stuff, and he was very much so like, yeah, I'm keeping an eye on it, but that's like, you know, if you're a retired player, he compared it to like, you keep an eye on what's going on, and he didn't seem like he was very happy with where he is. So
your parents' feed today, Elena, what we have to offer you, but you got to come back Wednesday to claim it, an opportunity to have a garbage plate with the guys here. Like, are we ready to kind of cross over here?
I think I'm ready. I think it's time. I really do like need to have like the true experience of it, because I feel like it gets such a bad rap and like everyone like gives it a negative look, but I am open to it. So yes.
All right, so Wednesday, to give you the true experience, I'm also going to bring a cooler. We're going to get absolutely lit.
Wow. All right,
that's,
my God.
That's what we got to do,
because it's going to be a party.
That's right. That's I got to do it. I mean, wow. We're going to do it. Let's do it right, Elena. That's what I always say.
That's the right way to bring camp these final days. Yeah. That's how you really truly honor it. That's wow. All right. Now I'll definitely be here.
Enjoy the rest of your time in Pittsburgh, Elena. Thanks for making time for us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I really do. I think we have some influence over our guests. And we convinced Matt Parrino to give the garbage plate a second try last year. Mm-hmm. We realized that, you know, we got him out. He played with his food a little bit. Didn't really enjoy it. But I think everybody kind of, it's widely known around these circles that Matt Parrino's food takes are trash. Getzenberg confirmed that with us off the air. You know, to get her to come by on Wednesday, have a plate, to get the guys from One Bills Live
to have a plate.
Yeah. And good on you to provide those beverages. By the way, special thanks to one of our sponsors, Bill Gray's, for hooking us up with their great plates. So
of course.
We're going to have, it's not going to be any one variety, so we can't use this. We're going to have a variety, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
So we'll have your traditional cheeseburger, we'll have hot, we'll have the mac salad, we'll have all sorts of options.
Keep the baked beans away from your boy. You know how I am about baked beans in general. Just keep them off.
Well, there's going to be variety of plates here, so you don't you. Okay, so I put this out there. Like, those guys are going to be on the air, Brownie and Tasker. Uh-huh. You don't think they're going to come over and wolf one down while we're...
The word on Tasker is he is not an eater, rather an inhaler. That if you put something in front of him, it doesn't stand a chance.
But that's it's one thing for, like, a burger. I'm talking like a plate.
The word on the street is that he did a burrito through a break. Like, one of their commercial breaks, burrito down. That's some pretty good speed, and he's always had that. You know, we talk about that. He's always had it. He's a Hall of Famer. I mean, future Hall of Famer. And no doubt he's got that competitive juice when it comes to throwing it down. I have a feeling that he'll work his hardest to get that down quickly.
Yeah. You brought up Hall of Fame. This was crossing my mind because we brought this up Friday when they were saying, oh, and here's who's eligible next year. Can we not get on the Marshawn Lynch train? I don't think he really belongs to us here in Western New York.
I mean...
He's going in next year,
he'll
right?
go in as a member of the Seahawks.
Yeah. But we didn't cheer for T.O. You shouldn't cheer for Marshawn.
I mean, he's a character. He's lovable. And, you know, one of the bigger, more famous characters that the NFL has produced in recent years. So I think he's definitely deserving of that honor. I'm kind of with you on that. I don't know the Buffalo should claim him as ours. I mean, you drafted him, yes, but you also let him go to Seattle. I mean, it didn't
work.
Third
round pick.
Yeah, didn't work here.
No.
Great catching up with Elena Getzenberg. And again, I believe we have influence. You know, you have influence over me. Look at what you have next to you. That's an empty, recyclable water bottle, plastic water bottle, not crushed, but empty. And ready to be recycled.
See, you can go recycle that down there. So
no, I'm giving it to you. That's a nickel. Enjoy. I mean, I've probably had about 20 of those. So, of course.
You could actually snap the Aquafina in two.
No, the trick on that one is you got to untwist the cap because with the air in there, the pressure, you'll never get that.
I got you.
Crushed. But I didn't want to do that in front of you. You know, get you triggered, angry. I wanted rather give it to you as a gift, a little 5-cent gift.
Danger and I have been doing these camp shows since 2017. You were in Europe in 2016.
Yeah.
I did that year with Duffy. 2017, and every year, like, he gets done with the water.
Yeah.
And finally, like this year, like we're an old married couple, I'm like, you know, that's always on my nerves.
What are you talking about?
Like, you crushing that.
Well, what does it matter?
I'm like, well, you do that 20 times, that's a buck.
Oh, you can't be for real, can you?
I'm like, well, what does your wife say?
There is a satisfied conclusion to an empty. I love the satisfaction of an empty container, whether it's a water bottle, a can, whatever it is. You remember being a kid and you're crushing aluminum cans, like,
yes.
You know, smashing them on your head. Well, maybe that was just me. With these water bottles, I never really realized the satisfaction that comes with collapsing an empty plastic water bottle until I saw my father-in-law do it once, and I tried it. I'm like, I kind of like that feeling.
Yeah.
I like the satisfaction of crushing it down and compacting a plastic water bottle. Didn't know it got on my co-host's nerves so much that after 7 years, it finally came out in the open. Now, Gino, those are yours to recycle.
Those are mine. Does it get the Sandy seal of approval, though? That
we don't talk
money?
About it, Gino. We don't talk about that. We, when it comes to finances with my wife, we don't talk about it. We will leave that one alone.
No, we're not going to.
Don't tell her.
No, no. That's the guy code. I wouldn't be like, because I haven't been in the studio here to see her, but we're going to be back in the studio soon enough.
Tomorrow.
Not going to mention it.
No.
That's a violation of the guy code.
I appreciate that. Yeah. And you're helping me maintain a long and healthy, lasting marriage and relationship with my wife. Thank you for doing that for me, Gino. We got Thad Brown from News 8 Sports, who also stopped by earlier today after practice to get his thoughts on this Buffalo Bills team as we've now completed, what did we say,
nine
different practices here at St. John Fisher? Is it nine total or just nine here at Fisher?
No.
I've lost track. I mean, it's
nine here at Fisher.
Nine.
Yeah,
times.
They're not counting the one out in Buffalo.
The blue and the red would have been.
The blue and the red, yeah.
So Thad has his thoughts and observations from today's practice and from camp in general. We'll get his thoughts next as we continue live from St. John Fisher University. It's Buffalo Bills training camp brought to you by our friends at Ace Swim and Leisure, Chi Lai Ave, Ridge Road, and Webster, aceswim.com, and by Maddie's Motorsports, locations in Farmington, Spencerport, and Dansville, maddiesmotorsports.com. Thad Brown, News 8 Sports Director, stops by next in the Ace Swim and Leisure hot seat on the Fan Rochester.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.